I guess we're good. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is October the 27th. It is now 10:02. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the Planning Division Manager and the Chair of the meeting. We can do introductions, please.
Lane Quaid, Land Development. Mahmoud Kozer, Public Works.
Ted Brunson, Water Department, Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mara Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Chantel Power, Planning Division.
Stephanie Sanchez, Secretary for DRC.
Judy Croteau, Fire Department, Fire Prevention.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works, Integrated Waste.
Mike Sabala, Building Division, Senior Plan Examiner. Assistant Building Official.
Sounds good enough. Thank you very much.
Assistant President Obama.
Caesar, would you like to join us up here for us? Put you in the hot seat?
Yes.
Item number one is our conditional use permit number 1616 for the property located at 4360 North Sierra Way. It's a request to allow an ABC license at an existing restaurant with live entertainment. The building contains approximately 7,000 square feet. The site is approximately 13,500 square feet. The property is zoned general commercial, and the project is, the environmental determination is categorically exempt pursuant to section 15301 for existing facilities. Our recommended motion is to move this to the Planning Commission. If we, it's an existing facility, it's been there for a while. We have a new owner, he's remodeled the place. I know he has some improvements that he's got to do to on the site and what have you, but at this point, the application is simply for the alcohol license for the facility. So let me start with Lane, Land Development. Do you have any comments, questions?
Just have a set of the conditions here that we drew up for you.
And that addresses, I think you have improvements, Caesar, in for the parking lot to be redone and some of the other stuff.
Yes, which I was going to do it, but when I came down the day, for some reason, one of the building plans got lost.
Okay.
So they couldn't find it, so I had to, you know, do it all over again. So which I'm planning that maybe I'm going to bring it back Monday.
Okay. All right. And then just for a little bit of background on this, there are just a few stalls that are on the property, and so he's going to provide off-street or off-site parking across the street and nearby.
Yeah, actually, we on our place, we have only like 12 parking spaces, and we need about 54, which we did got some contracts with the neighbors, so we got 70 more spaces, which is right next to our place.
And so he has, I do have letter agreements from those two property owners, and the project will be conditioned, if approved by the Planning Commission, that they have to execute a formal parking agreement with them, so that's put in place. Mahmoud, anything for traffic?
No, since existing facility is no comments on traffic.
Okay, thank you. Ted?
Nope. Same thing. It's already has services. I don't know if pursuant to this, I don't think it would trigger anything for the site to have fire sprinklers.
Okay.
Because they're not adding any square footage to it or modifying the building. So if you did, then you would obviously come back to us and, for us to install a service for fire sprinklers. But other than that, it would just be standard requirements. I'm going to give you a copy of those.
Sure. Thank
you. And would you pass that to all of them, please?
Sure.
To the file.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
This has an existing kitchen. Are you going to be making
No, it's an existing kitchen. Everything is existing.
Right.
This place has been there for like, what I'm understanding is like 50 years, you know, so everything is existing.
You been making any plumbing modifications in the kitchen?
No.
Any more floor drains, floor sinks,
no.
Triple sinks?
No, nothing. So everything is existing the way it used to be.
Is this the old music room?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No further questions?
No.
No conditions, no.
Thank you. Judy?
We have no comments because at the point where this moves forward, we will get a request from the city to approve a live entertainment permit. At that time, we'll come out and do just a normal fire inspection.
Well, I'm already have the permits, and as a matter of fact, I just had the new inspection like about 2 weeks ago by
Manny.
Manny.
Manny. Sedano.
No, it was a
man or woman?
A young girl. Her name is Nene.
Nemo.
Nemo.
Got it. Sorry. Okay, good. So the live entertainment.
Sounds like, yes.
The request has already come through our office. We're already in the process. She's done her inspection.
Yes.
So we really have no comments. So.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not here. I said nothing.
That's rare.
That's good.
We'll make it up on the next one.
That's good
the
for
next
me,
several.
Right?
Yes.
Thank good you. For you. Gracie?
So the site is lacking a refuse enclosure, but you have proposed a location along the alley for the refuse enclosure, which is fine. You'll be constructing our standard plan 508, which is an 8x15 interior dimensions for the bin storage. And we just need the standard gates so that both bins can be pulled out individually.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
Sunshine, it's up to you.
All right. Here we go. Hand this down to Damon. My biggest concern is, as we all remember, the history of nightclubs, the biggest tragedy in the United States was the fire at the nightclub back east. All right. Have you looked at your ADA compliance? All right. Now that you're providing parking across the street, we have to look at the ADA parking and also the ADA restrooms. Okay. Have you looked at that? And if you're putting in live entertainment, Mike over there, question the idea of sprinklers. Judy said that we've gone through, but if you add a stage, it's going to change everything there. So one thing always leads to another. I want you to be, you know, have no forethought in your planning of and your expansion of your club. And the reason why is the tragedy that we had back east. Exit signs were very important, but people didn't realize it. And believe it or not, people were stuck in one exit because people are creatures of habit. They went out through where they came in when there were five other exits. So understand that we'll be looking at those situations as we do a new CFO problem. All right?
Well, everything, like I said, it's existing, so I'm not adding a stage.
Okay. It doesn't matter if it's existing, all right? Okay, we're going to revisit the whole situation with the ADA compliance. We're mandated by the state, all right?
No problem.
And especially the path to travel parking to facility.
Yeah, and then besides that, we have the ADA parking spaces mm-hmm. in our place, also
okay,
the parking spaces.
Okay. Now, did you use the math, and now that you're applying extra parking, it may require extra ADA parking?
Okay.
You have to start looking at that, all right?
Sure.
Thank you. And call me if you need them.
Okay, for sure.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Of any of the members?
No.
Anyone else have anything to add?
No sprinklers. It's existing.
Yes.
You're not increasing the square footage of the building. You're not increasing the occupant load. Existing, we're okay. We're fine. We're not going to come back and tell you to put sprinklers in the bill. I just want you to know that. We would have done it now.
You'll send Manny or Nina or whatever.
No. Tiffany Nemo will not be up there telling you to put sprinklers in the building, though. Nemo, yeah.
No, I know
for
them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did they find you?
Yeah, they found her. We know where she is.
With that, our recommended motion is to move to the Planning Commission. I'd like to entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Third.
Okay. This is any opposition. Congratulations. Well, this item is scheduled for the Planning Commission meeting of November the 16th.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you. Item number two, Elizabeth, with you, is your applicant here?
Yes,
I'm
here.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, it's a conditional use permit 16-16.
18 is a same request to establish and operate a used automobile dealership with a sales office containing approximately 7,531 square feet within an existing multi-tenant commercial building containing a total of approximately 13,932 square feet on a parcel containing approximately 1.36 acres. The address is 1325 Camino Real, and it's located in a commercial general zone. This item is categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15301, Existing Facilities of the California Environmental Quality Act, and our recommendation is to move it to the Planning Commission for the November 16th meeting.
Thank you. Do you have anything to add?
I don't have anything to add.
Ryan, do you have anything from Land Development for us?
Yes, it's a set of conditions.
As far as the traffic, we received the scoping study form from the applicant showing the trips generated by these development of business. It's under the minimum required, therefore there's no traffic impact analysis required for this project.
Perfect.
No additional comments on that.
Thank you. Ted?
Actually, the water department has no comments on this. The site currently has all three domestic irrigation and landscape services. Did I say domestic irrigation? Domestic landscape and fire services. Sorry. There's a copy of our standard requirements. If you pass this to the landscape, please. Thank you. Further.
James, looking for us?
Will there be a car wash area or a shop on site?
No.
I'm going to go ahead and add you out a special user permit application.
Thank you.
I don't.
Oh. Great. Judy, can you?
Standard requirements, San Bernardino County. Oliver, do you need me to forward you? Like, should I go back and make copies and then send it to you also?
You could do that, yeah.
Okay, because I made an extra copy for us, but I will do that. I forgot
that's
to learn
fine.
Too.
That's okay. Fine. Thank you. Appreciate it. Tracy? So eager to listen.
So the site has an existing 8x8 and 8-inch refuse enclosure. It needs to be modified to meet our standard plan 508 8x15 interior dimensions for bin storage. You'll also verify with land development if there are going to be ADA access requirements, but that would be in addition to the 8x15 interior dimensions for the bins. And that's all.
Is it to carry two bins, correct?
To hold two bins, trash and recycling.
Are we able to do them side by side, or do they have to be facing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that it would be 8 and the 15. So that they can sit side by side.
Back to back, is that possible or no?
You mean this way?
Like stacked?
Yeah. No.
Two doors on each side.
They'd need to be able to be pulled out individually instead of moving one bin to get to the other bin because it's two different drivers.
Because I have access on both sides, and that's how I was thinking back to back.
Yeah, I have a picture of the back end, but it's not, it's has a curb. So you do have the kind of dark, sorry. So here's the front end, right? And then the back end is like a storage with storage facility. Is this curved?
I go straight this way and move the curve. That work?
We can possibly look at that.
Okay.
Just this would need to be made this,
the same
block. And but yeah, we can take a look at that. Okay.
And just to add, it does need to be modified to allow ADA access.
Thank you,
Michael.
Okay. Yes, I'm glad they brought up the point with the ADA access. We are working on a new city standard and understand that come January 1st, we are going to turn to a new code cycle. And the game's going to change a lot because there's a lot of changes. So we will be looking for a formal submittal from you. We'll be looking for a formal submittal. Most automotive places will have problem with achieving the upper and lower ventilation, mechanical ventilation in the workshop. So if you need assistance how to achieve that, feel free to call me. I'll be more than glad to help you out. Another thing is that we're going to be looking at is the ADA. It's very important that it, and I never realized it until I started using the walker. Okay, so I'm sorry, but hate truncated domes now, but they're needed as a code. If you need any assistance, I always remember that it is a formal submittal. The fire department submittal is different from the building submittal. All right. Feel free to call me if there's any code questions, and I'll be glad to contact you.
One other thing is we're not having a shop at the property. We're not having any.
There's no washing, detailing, shop repair, auto repair. It's okay. Just for the sales.
It's basically an office and a few cars for
okay,
that.
But we still, okay, you got to remember, anything that you pull into a showroom has gasoline in it, all right? That means you have to have upper and lower ventilation, and we still have to have that. That's why I tell you the problem with the mechanical code and the ventilation problem.
Okay.
There's ways to achieve it. I'll assist you.
Maybe after the meeting,
we'll
discuss it.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions of any of the committee members?
Pretty much, I just didn't get a chance to review land services, and that's if it's standard, it just is a standard stuff.
Pretty standard stuff, yeah.
Okay, so I know the site is not that old, so I assume most of it is has been brought up to code. If not, we'll easily be done.
Okay.
All out of it.
Yeah, the ADA parking stall is usually, everybody thinks it may be compliant, but if it's an old lot, it's probably not. So that needs to be checked.
Okay. We'll make sure the percentages work properly.
Perfect. Does anyone else have something to add? Anything to add? No? Elizabeth, anything to add to this? Nothing? But, so our recommended motion is to move to the Planning Commission, and it would be for the meeting of Planning Commission of November the 16th. May I take a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we got a first and a second. Congratulations. We'll see you on the 16th.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Is Fernando almost here? Or you want for Pepe's restaurant? No?
That's the street.
Yes. So with that, I'd like to know, we'll continue that item. That'll be on the next agenda, possibly. No action for item number three.
However, if we're continuing, I need a motion to continue.
Okay, may I entertain a motion to continue this item, please?
So moved.
To the 17th okay. of November.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie.
What date was that?
17th. Well, number four, Chantal, would you kindly introduce that item, please?
Item number four is pre-application 16-21, a request to develop and establish a mixed-use building comprised of a coffee shop and residential apartment unit. The total footage for both those comes out to about 2,700 square feet on a parcel containing approximately 6,750 square feet. Project site is located at 1360 North East Street within the commercial general CG1 zone and the transit overlay district. The environmental determination will be determined upon submittal of a formal application. And as this is a preliminary review, no action is required today.
Thank you, Chantal. Wayne, anything from land development at this time?
Yep, it's our standard requirement.
Thank you. Mahmoud, anything for us?
Yes, I have the... I get the traffic study guidelines.
Okay, I'll go ahead and...
I'd like to get the scope to fill them, send it back.
The last page is a scoping form, so we'll just have you fill that out, and then that'll determine whether an impact study is needed, though I don't think so in this case, but...
We'll check it out.
Sure.
Good, anything for us?
Yeah, it would just be SPMWD's rule and reg number 5, request for new services. Are you ready? And I just wanted to let you know that the sewer capacity fees for the what you're going to propose to build are required to be paid to the water department prior to issuance of a building permit. So I'll give you my card. If you have any questions regarding that, when you're once you basically have approved plans, and you'll forward a copy of those to us, and we can perform the estimate. Can you pass a copy of those requirements to Chantal for the record, please?
Thank you.
Nothing further.
Thank you, Ted. James?
Along with the coffee shop, would you be expecting any cooking?
It's coffee cooking only. It's not like other things. It's not other things.
No food like preparation?
No.
No further comments.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I guess prepackaged, prepackaged cookies and stuff like that are okay, but what about sandwich preparation? Is that, how would that fall under?
Just doing like the food permit application, then we would go ahead and count the drainage fixture units.
Okay.
Thank you. Judy, first.
Okay, county standard requirements, but because this is an apartment, residential use, by state law, it has to be sprinklered. And then you add commercial into it. You either need to be able to provide a separation that meets the building code between these units, or you have to sprinkler everything. And it cannot be a NFPA 13D or R system. It has to be an NFPA 13. So it's marked on here. Everything's marked that you need to comply with, and if you have any questions, you can get over to Sarah Pearson. She's the one who did the plan review.
Sure.
So basically, you got to sprinkler it. It's whether or not you can get a separation between the commercial and the residential that'll dictate the type of sprinkler system. But the residential part has to be sprinklered. There's no, that's state law. Okay.
Thank you. Tracy?
So the proposed refuse enclosure location is acceptable, but I understand it may be moved, so we'll work with that.
Yeah, depending on what we decide to go with for the capital purposes.
I think it would be problematic if we actually move it further in, because I don't see an easy access and turnaround for your truck.
Well, you guys do allow for them to pull the enclosure or pull the bins out of the enclosure, correct?
Right. So, the city doesn't service anymore the trash. It's now our franchise hauler, Vertec Waste. But what I would have to verify once it's moved is, would there be an extra charge to pull the bins out to the street?
Okay.
They're pretty heavy, so
yeah.
I don't know that your tenant could do that, but. We'll work with Chantal on that and see and get feedback from Vertec, depending on where you put it. But it's not large enough, what's depicted here. It needs to be our standard, which is an 8x15 internal dimensions for two bins.
Okay.
And you'll also those comments.
And verify with land development if it needs to be modified for ADA access. That's in addition to the 8x15.
Yeah.
So we'll work with Chantal.
Yeah, and in terms of location, we'll work with you, but you'll have to basically make that determination whether you'd rather just have a longer path of travel or have the trash enclosure closer to the building so there's a shorter path of travel and then just pull the bins out for service.
I think I'll have to work with you about
yeah.
about that, because I don't want the path of travel onto that pavement.
Right.
I'd rather have it back curb.
Yeah.
But we need that for landscaping.
Right.
Neighbors away from buying landscaping and with pavers. Everyone going to draw tolerance these days anyway.
I'd be open to that idea, but I don't know that it would really fit the path of travel requirements. So
I think Michael was saying that it can't be pavers.
I don't think so. So it may just be easier to kind of move it up and then just have a shorter path of travel that is shared with the ADA accessible parking space.
Sure.
Thank you, Chris. Michael?
Always remember in the path of travel that we're not dealing with only people with wheelchairs and walking ailments. We're dealing with the blind also. So the surfaces will have to accommodate the blind also. That's why the purpose of the truncated domes to tell individuals that they're entering into a traffic zone or a dangerous area. So it's by feel, and that's it. So you may want to look into that. And going back to your proposal, in the northern part of our city, we have achieved what you're trying to achieve. We have commercial, residential over commercial brand new project. So you may want to look at the northern part of our city. We just did a project and completed it. It's a always remember, Judy brought up the fire separation. Always remember the fire overrules building due to the fact that it's for life safety issues, all right? And when it comes to that, we will work in conjunction, but there are two separate submittals. Fire will be through sprinklers and everything. She already mandated those in the building. And then the building will look at the whole envelope, all right?
Sure.
And understand that. And another thing is I want to thank you from to coming to from to San Bernardino. All right.
By the way, if you let me know the projects you were mentioning in the north part,
yes, I can.
We'll take a look at that.
Sure.
Yes.
North Park University.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, and then another thing I want to mention: if you get into environmental control compliance, it's very important to understand that they are more stringent than the plumbing code. So if you are going to put in any kind of interceptor, go to in our city environmental control because they overrule the plumbing code. The plumbing code is more lenient, and everybody will go to it, but the city is more stringent. So if you're going to do that, contact them, all right?
In this meeting, there is no representative from that department?
Yes. Gentleman right there, he spoke to you, okay?
Thank you.
That's why I'm bringing it to your attention, because a lot of people will go ahead and put in one per the plumbing code, which is legal, but not in San Bernardino, because we have an ordinance that is more stringent.
Sure.
All right, that's about it. Thank you.
Is all that going to be on the final?
I got to do it. I'm trying to help them, man.
Is that what those little bumps are there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's breaking the air on those things.
Over, you know, and I'm beginning to hate them.
Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, this is first time in the committee meeting, and I like your addressing. I like everybody's identification, who is representing which department. Plus, like a good environment for discuss development of the city of San Bernardino. Basically, last 4 or 5 years, I heard like a bankrupt city. You know, so at least we are working together to get out from all poverty. Thank you.
And that's why San Bernardino thanks you.
I just have one question about tandem parking. Is that a hard and fast no deal, or is there leeway? This is a bad site we're in. It's a long and narrow site, so I wanted to save some.
Yeah. I understand.
Thanks. We have no questions.
Perfect. Anything else to add, Chantal?
Nope.
Again, that's no action required on this one, so we look forward to your formal application.
Yes.
We do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a look at the next one.
Item number five. Travis, would you please introduce this item, please?
Item number five today is pre-application 1622. It's a request to develop a mixed-use center containing a service station with 8 pump islands, convenience store, and drive-through car wash, 2 commercial buildings, approximately 13,000 square feet combined, and 2 apartment buildings containing a total of 8 units. It's on a parcel containing approximately 3.25 acres. It's located at the southeast corner of Highland Avenue and Medical Center Drive. Right now, there's no environmental determination been made yet because this is a pre-app, and there's no recommendation on this item. We're simply here for comments today.
Thank you.
That's it.
Lane, do you have anything for us?
Yep, just a set of conditions again.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a big package there.
We need this scoping form for the traffic, and we have a guideline here. And
thank you.
Once you have that, we'll determine.
When you have that, it's just the last page you have. It needs to be completed. You can submit it to me.
Okay.
I'll forward it to the department.
Okay.
Just direct it to the scope.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything for us?
Yes, actually, it would just be rule and regulation number 5 for new services, which that application is available after this meeting. You can go to the 5th floor, pick one up,
okay.
Or you can get that application online from SBMWD's website. Also, it's the same application for a fire flow test. I would strongly recommend that you apply for the fire flow test now. We'll serve letter that way. Your fire sprinkler engineer will have that information to be able to do your calculations. There are 2 water mains fronting this site. There's one in Highland Avenue and one in Mount Vernon.
Medical Center?
Yeah, did I say Mount Vernon?
Yes.
I was thinking of the project that we skipped over, but yeah, Medical Center. Thank you, Travis. And but the issue is that the one in Medical Center, although we would prefer to have the services there, it's a transmission main, and so it's actually going to, we would prefer to not utilize that for services. So normally we try not to have our crews installing new services in busy streets, but in this case we would prefer for the services to come off of Highland Avenue.
Okay.
Do they have to do any improvements for Highland Avenue as far as paving?
Yeah, we have, probably we have to. We are building approaches and all that stuff.
I just wondered what the condition of the existing paving was, because I don't want to have them cut Highland Avenue if it's recently been paved.
Yeah, they're going to have to grind and overlay it to the center line.
So, so that would be better.
To center line in Highland, even if we don't cut, we will be eliminated, just the driveway.
Yeah, any new development like that, we require, if the street is in bad shape, we require grind and overlay the center line in front of your property.
I think it's not in bad shape. It's good. Yeah, we walk it. That's...
So in addition to the new services, you would have to pay for sewer capacity fees as well. And what we would need to see is basically a near-approved set of building plans, and you have to let us see those. Once you've made all your changes, we'll do the calculation, and you can pay those fees, and they need to be paid prior to issuance of a building permit. Okay? So here's a copy of those requirements. It has everything stated. And if you pass this copy to Travis, please, for his reference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Taylor. James?
No comment at this time.
I heard you were talking about grease substitute. Yeah, we will, of course, we will have a couple of them.
You have one for the car wash, and if you're going to be conducting any
for the car wash, and we will have for the gas station, because we probably will have food preparation in the gas station. And we have a plan for probably restaurants. But what we did in the previous project in Montana, since we have a pizza and restaurants, the city over there, they allow us to use one of these something for the boat. It's allowed here?
That would have to be reviewed before it would be approved.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judy, any other questions?
Same, San Bernardino County Fire standard requirements. You will be sprinkling these buildings. As Ed's already mentioned, you'll have your fire service. You'll come off of Highland Avenue. Our sprinklers, fire alarm systems are a separate submittal directly to the fire department. However, we will see your B plans at the time if you're moving forward with your project. So
yeah.
We will also get our own where we will possibly have even more requirements.
Fire alarm for the commercial, but the residential is not required fire alarm, no?
I don't know what she marked. Because I don't look at these plans. I'm just standing in for the person who did this plan.
The residential, it's a required fire sprinkler, but no fire alarm.
Probably not based... It depends, though. You've mentioned restaurants, so it depends on the total occupant load of a restaurant. If you have an assembly with over 300 occupant load, you will have a fire alarm system.
Oh, no, we haven't had, yeah.
Okay, so a gas station, no. Apartments, you just need your sprinklers. Okay, but I don't know everything you're doing, so I don't want to tell you'll never need a fire alarm there because I haven't even looked at this. But if you meet the criteria for a fire alarm, you will have to put a fire alarm in.
Yeah,
we see those B plans. If something triggers a fire alarm, we'll definitely make it a requirement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Tracy?
Okay, so your proposed locations for your four refuse enclosures are placed good.
Thank you.
You'll build our standard 508 8x15 interior dimensions, and it looks like you're already incorporating ADA in the work of land development.
Yeah, they
always
ask for it.
If it's gated, the drivers need access. That's just general. But, that's it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Professor?
Okay.
Literally.
Now, you did one in Fontana, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and me and Gil Estrada don't always see eye to eye, okay, on the code, okay? So we'll see on the
you work with...
I know, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. On the grease interceptors and everything, we'll look at those, okay, because... When looking at freeze interceptors, it's what goes in, not what comes out. All right. So we would look at the substance, and water and oil just don't mix. Okay. So that's what we're looking at, products like that. And most grease interceptors, I'm going to give you a fair warning. Most grease interceptors are separate. That's why a lot of them will have two instead of one. Okay. Now dealing with your project. And we're going to ask for a formal submittal. During that formal submittal, we're going to ask for a soils report for any new construction. It's very critical because we're asking for a soils report because, believe it or not, San Bernardino sits on a fault line. All right? 1803 of the California Building Code requires it. All right?
No,
that
no,
means the state requires it, so we have to do it. We have no... No choice in it. City of San Bernardino is very adamant enforcing the green code. All right?
Okay.
So we want to understand that you, in your submittal, that you look at the mandatory measures for commercial buildings.
Yes.
All right? And it's very important. Also, this is so important. I'm working on it right now. We are entering a new code cycle. So you're going to have to either submit prior and get approval, or you're going to go into a new code cycle. This is going to be your choice.
This will all be coming after
okay.
the change.
Then what about...
All right, then you're going to be looking at a new code cycle.
We still have the formal application.
Okay, and so we're going to be looking at a new code cycle, 2016, and it is changing. I've been reading it at night, and it is changing. So I would not finalize anything yet, and...
The new code, what it's going to affect with the...
It affects everything, okay? It affects 12 books.
After the new year?
January 1st.
January 1st.
Yes. Okay, so that's why I'm giving you a fair warning, okay?
But for the grease subject, I did multiple, not
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah.
But I did one for each building.
Okay, so, but it's very important to contact Environmental Control. When you submit your plan, we will be handing you a sheet, and you'll be fully responsible to go to Environmental Services to get this sheet filled out, because that gives us the go-ahead to process your plans. All right? We work in conjunction, and it's very important, all right?
Yeah, of course.
And remember, it's a formal submittal, two submittals.
Yes.
All right, we have a fire and we have a building. And on your fire flow test, usually fire flow tests are usually valid for 1 year. All right, so I don't know how the county will handle that because we just made a transition. But it is usually 1 year. So keep in mind, keep that fire flow test within the
parameters. With 1 year.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's it.
But the fire flow test, it's kind of, we need it just
Well, you need it to verify you have
the fire
water. You have the water, okay?
To do yeah, it. But it's only good for a year is what he's telling you, though. So if we don't get our plans, if you don't get your plans into us, and that fire flow is already over a year old, you're going to have to redo it.
How long is it going to take you guys after we give you the application for the fire flow test to be created?
Probably 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
2 or 3 weeks.
The reason why I mentioned this, Judy, correct me if I'm wrong, and I remember this as a question as a young inspector. I could not find it in the code. It's just a practice that a fire code is only valid 1 year. I couldn't find it. Is it?
The fire flow?
Yeah, fire flow.
The county requires it to be within a year.
Yeah,
we have a lot of standard requirements, and one of them is that fire flow.
But it's not in the code.
It has to have been done within a year.
Very much, every time we get the fire flow test, we take it to the fire sprinkler contractor,
right,
and they create
right
the plans, and right they do it separate, and they get it approved.
Right.
By the time we get the fire sprinklers plans approved, they will be valid for them.
The fire flow is valid with the plan submittal.
Yes.
So as long as that's not more than a year before you submit those sprinkler plans, and it's the sprinkler plan submittal, not the B plan.
Yes.
It's the sprinkler plan submittal. So as long as that hasn't, as long as a year has not gone by.
We want to expect before the year we start building.
Oh, okay.
That's what we are expecting.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to San Bernardino.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Okay.
I'll be taking this class next semester.
All right, great.
anyone else have anything to add? Any comments? Do you have any questions of the committee members?
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, there's no action required. Travis, anything else to add? Or
not at this time.
Okay, well, there's no action required on this one, so we look forward to your formal application.
Yes, sir. Now, the question that came in our mind, the fire department, the old building, actually, I think it's closed. But that's, I think we have to discuss it with the county, no?
Yes.
It's
that
closed.
Station next door
station,
is not part of county fire. It belongs to the city.
It belongs to the state?
It will never be, to my knowledge, it will never be an operating fire station again. Because the county fire department did not pick it up.
In order for us, if we want to talk about that property, we have to contact the state, or it's owned by the city? The city.
You're talking about the station that's right next door to where you're going to build?
Yeah.
That belongs to the city of San Bernardino.
Okay.
It's not the county.
You guys have any plan for that?
We could.
You'd be better to discuss it with Oliver at the end of the meeting.
Yeah, we have nothing.
Thank you. Okay, so there's no action required. So again, we support your formal application. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and you guys have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. Same.
We'll set up a time now.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you. I know.
Judy, the question stumped me when they asked.
Item number 6, applicant here.
I looked at
They weren't able to make it today. We can still go over it if that's fine. I can provide them all the comments.
That's right.
If we're all ready to go, I'd prefer to do that.
Okay, well, if you could introduce item number 6 for us then.
Item number 6 today, pre-application 1625. It's also a mixed-use commercial center this time. No residential involved in this development. Also, service station, 8 pump islands, convenience store, and a detached drive-through car wash. A couple of existing commercial buildings and some additional. There are a couple existing buildings on the site right now, an old auto repair building. I believe it's a dental office currently that would be repurposed and adapted for the project. This is on a site containing approximately 1.85 acres, and it's located on the southeast corner of Highland Avenue and Scooby Abbey Drive. As with the last project, no environmental determination has been made, and we're not taking any action today. We're just looking for comments on the proposal.
If we can just go around, are there any earth-shattering comments?
Do you need these, or do you have
them? You can, I mean, do you have the other copies for us as well? You can set it with that. I'll take them together. Either way.
Mamo, do you have anything?
Same thing. We need the scoping form?
Yeah. That's okay. That's it.
Okay.
I apologize, Travis. I don't have any standard requirements to hand to you here, but I can send them to you. I apologize if missing from the file.
That's probably fine.
I'll email them to you, but it's just the water department standard requirements for new services.
It's going to be the exact same?
Yeah.
That's fine. You can email them to me.
I will.
And I'll forward them. Yeah.
So it's going to be for new services and sewer capacity fees as well.
There's multiple existing services out there.
So
right
they don't
now,
get credit for those.
Okay.
But they have to request for them to be abandoned in order to actually receive the what we refer to
formally
as
formally close those, then right. Ask for new.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
That's it.
Thank you. James?
I have no comments at this time.
Thank you. Judy?
Standard requirements.
Thank you.
Gracie?
The location for the three refuse enclosures is good. I mean, it's all together and it's off of 21st. Okay. Each one needs to be 8 by 15, and then check with Gary if they need to be modified for 88.
We may have a little concern from our perspective. I know we're working with the applicant on it because they're located as far as they can be from every user.
Okay.
So they may relocate, but we'll make sure we try to keep access to all of them.
Okay. Yeah, as long as there's, access to them, and it's not in front of like a drive-through or a entrance to the car or something like that that we'll be blocking. Yeah, we'll work with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Michael, keep in mind that there's almost lunchtime.
No comments.
No one to talk to.
You already got my comments, so that I sent them to you. All right. So
yeah, I did receive
the most crucial thing, and I stress it, is the new cold cycle.
Yeah. And just like with the last one.
And the soils report. Yeah.
We still need a formal app on it, so it's going to be several months.
I'm going to spare us today.
And the little bumps don't hurt.
That's about it. That's what I decided.
We'll make sure to get those bumps for
you. Okay.
And there's no action required on this one, so we'll thank you, Travis. Elizabeth?
Next item, this is also a pre-application. Pre-application 16-26, a request to allow the establishment and operation of an auto repair facility containing approximately 9,290 square feet on two parcels containing a total of approximately 0.53 acres. The location is at 327 East Redlands Boulevard. There's currently no environmental determination, as this is just a pre-application. No action required as well. Just some preliminary comments.
Thank you. Now this item is going to require a conditional use permit because I guess it's been an existing automotive. We've done automotive repairs there in the past. We have new ownership that has gone in, and so they have to apply for conditional use permit because there was not one previously there at that location. And so there really is no real changes to the structure or for the use per se. It's just for change of ownership. Lane, anything to add for us?
Yeah, set of conditions. Just looking through, I just see a couple of things. Lot merger will be required, and ADA access to the trash enclosure will be required. And then just read the other conditions.
And so this helps you when you're putting together your application for your conditional use permit. You can you could address those items on there, and so you know in advance what's going to be required when you go to the Planning Commission. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
The same land use, right? Is it an operation right now, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's nothing new to. So there's no comments from traffic if there's no change to the land use, which is.
Okay.
So no traffic, no scoping form is going to be required?
No, if there's no changes to the actual operation there, no need.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ted, anything for us?
Yeah, it has existing services, so I have no comments because they're not adding any square footage.
Thank you, Ted. James?
It's just a change of ownership, so no comments.
Thank you. Judy?
We have comments, but you don't have to put sprinklers in, so that's the good news. Just look for the stuff she marked with an X.
That is good news.
if it was still city fire, you'd be putting sprinklers because we had an ordinance, but county does not for that.
So thank you.
Good news.
Gracie?
So your location's lacking a refuse enclosure. So as mentioned, it needs to be modified. The location that's depicted on the site plan is okay because it's currently the trash bin that's just loose in there is being serviced from that location. So the location's fine.
The location's fine.
Yeah, 8 by 15.
So just need to put the doors.
Well, there's not an enclosure there now, right? It's so just loose in the parking lot.
It's in its own, like area, the cylinder block wall.
It doesn't have pedestrian access.
Yeah,
you
I have a picture.
That, that's the standard. So
it's inside the gate,
mm-hmm.
Right? So there's no enclosure there. You need to actually
there's
build.
A wall. This is an enclosure, and then this is a wall, and then the back wall. So it is actually.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it does need to be 8 by 15, standard plan 508, which you've got here. So that's for the interior dimensions for bin storage, and then the ADA modification is in addition to, and you'll work with land development on that, in addition to the 8 by 15. So it needs to be able to house two bins, one for trash, one for recycling, because of AB 341, mandatory commercial recycling.
Thank you.
Michael? Okay, I crossed off one of your requirements. So, my question to you, is there any grease scepters in at the location? And I'm going to ask you that because due to the fact that the size of it, you may be required to put them in with this new ownership.
I don't believe there is any.
Okay. So I'm giving you four... warning that you may require, once we look at the plans, we may have to put them in. And just because they didn't have them previously doesn't mean that they're not required now. Another thing is that people are going to look at, as I mentioned before, is the mechanical ventilation in any auto shop at the upper and lower. You are going to have to look at that. And I'll help you and assist you in any manner I can. But I'm just giving you the, idea of what's going on. Another thing is that she said the sprinklers were not going to be required. And, I'm glad because that's going to take a big leap off you. But the grease interceptors may be required to do after we look at your plans and figure the whole load and everything, okay?
And are you quoting that off of new 2000?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is anytime when you take ownership of a new project, you have to bring everything up to code. Just because a person was operating, let's say, 10 years ago within that code 10 years ago, codes have changed. Any new application applies to the new code. New application, code, new code. We're in the code cycle of 2013, so that will apply to your business.
Correct.
Okay, so that's what we have to look at. All right, thank you.
Thank you. I got that one. Yeah.
Well, because it's a bit of bandwidth, that's why.
You have any questions of the committee members?
I mean, this is a little off topic, but we actually had a question about like the signs, because we already kind of.
I have my money out with the guy.
Yeah, we can discuss it. We can discuss that.
And I don't want to run with my money, so I just need to know like the measurements of 18 or 24 inches, and sure, that's all I.
We could cover that later. That's okay. Fine. So you'll be submitting a formal application here shortly for your CUP, probably tomorrow, maybe, or Monday. Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
We just—I mean—we don't have to do the scoping. So, I mean, the rest of it. I mean, we just have to finish the remaining of the the application.
Perfect. Great. Do you have no questions? Any other comments? No action required on this one. Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing your formal application.
Thank you.
I'll just tell you right now, your signs are a separate submittal from your building. So
don't,
one permit cannot go to building. All right, so always remember that, all right?
You just had to say
something.
Well, I know.
I'm so used to it,
my wife. Is this the only opportunity to talk? Is that what you're saying? It's on tape.
Yes, dear.
We're going to send her a copy of the transcripts.
Hey, you want to be thorough?
Okay. Item number 8 is a... the city is working with National Corps on a specific plan. An environmental impact report has been prepared. If you recall, we released that a couple of months ago. We're ready to proceed with that to the Planning Commission. It's for the basically at the intersection of Waterman and Baseline, approximately 700 acres. And with this, I'd like to entertain a motion to move that item to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved. First and second.
First and second.
I was first.
No opposition. That'll be going on the Planning Commission of November the 16th. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think.
Call me if
you want. I think Stephanie had an announcement to make.
An upcoming schedule for the regular meetings because we've got holidays coming up. So I just want you guys to be prepared for what that schedule looks like. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Essentially, there's two meetings left.
Do you want me to send all these to you, or do you want me to send them to each individual planner that was their copy?
Yeah, send them to
each one. Okay, because I'll just scan them and then I'll forward them to the planner.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to give up my copies because I'm not sure. Sarah said she saved them, but I'd rather not take that chance. I know I have them.
Are we good, Steph?
Are you going
to adjourn? Welcome. Yes, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn to November the 17th at 10 a.m., please.
So moved.
Second.
Gracie. I'm not going to say anything.